of winter warms my blood, and he's hard like a bed of steel. He finds his peace of mind in the rivers and the whippoorwills. I could follow close behind and slowly disappear, but I can never leave him. I can never leave him.
WMFO, and good afternoon, everyone. So thanks to Chloe. That was a nice set. Chloe is one of the students here, I believe, and I'm one of the community members. This is the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. This is WMFO in Medford and at the Tufts University campus. So just a reminder that there are farmers markets today. There's one in Arlington that I sometimes run up to after the show. And they think there's also one in Davis Square. Also, if you are doing SNAP dollars, you can earn more with the HIP program, Healthy Incentives Program. And so you can use that at farmers market, farm stands, mobile markets, and CSA farm shares. So that's, you know, I didn't realize that actually. So that's very good to know. And depending upon your household size, you can earn for 1 to 2 people $40 a month, or 3 to 5 people $60 a month, or for 6 plus people $80 a month. That's really fantastic. You can find a HIP location near you. You can go to mass.gov/HIP for a directory, or call Project Bread's Food Source Hotline. I'll give you that number, 1-800-645-8333, or look for the HIP logo, H-I-P. All right, if you're already enrolled, you can use your SNAP dollars to buy farm fresh fruits and vegetables. And your receipt will show the amount of additional SNAP dollars you've earned. And that's a wonderful program. So as everybody who's been on any kind of media knows, there's a terrible war going on. Hamas attacked Israel. On Saturday, I was in the synagogue, and the rabbi and the president of the shul made an announcement that Israel is at war. And so we were in the middle of celebration of the end of the Sukkot festival. Shemini Atzeres, the day of assembly, and of course we were all horrified, and the horror has just compounded. I'm just going to share with you something from Israel 21st Century, Israel at War. We stand with the people of Israel. On Saturday, terror group Hamas launched a surprise attack on Israel. Over 1,200 Israelis are dead, 3,000 wounded, 150 taken hostage, and the country is at war. Trauma responders deal with an unparalleled flood of anxiety. Says, I've never seen anything like this, says Tali Levinon, CEO of the Israel Trauma Coalition. As resilience centers struggle under the weight of severely traumatized residents. This is an article by Abigail Klein Leachman. Let's see what, if I can get this to open up. We are facing something we've never faced before, says Tali Levanon. She was speaking to Israel 21st Century the day after Hamas terrorists in Gaza unleashed an onslaught of missile attacks, murders, and kidnappings on southern Israel and the Tel Aviv area. Unfortunately, I'm an old-timer, and yet I've never seen anything like this, says Levanon, a clinical social worker whose entire life has been dedicated to aiding people in trauma both in Israel and abroad. While some have compared the current war to the surprise Yom Kippur attack that devastated Israel exactly 50 years ago, Levanon says this is worse. On Yom Kippur, the attack was aimed at the army. This is the first time civil society has been targeted with the purpose of harming civilians. Levanon, whose son-in-law is among thousands of reserve soldiers called up to defend Israel on October 7th, fought back tears and admitted she is angry and worried like everyone else. "But I just keep working. I haven't had a minute," she tells Israel 21st Century. In response to the war, in which so far more than 700 Israelis have been killed, more than 2,000 wounded, and an unknown number kidnapped, the 12 ITC resistance centers, 8 in the south and 4 in Judea and Samaria, are struggling to assist the flood of residents seeking counseling. "The number of kidnappings is mad. The number of bereaved families is mad," says Levanon. "And the impact is also very big because people are witnessing terrible things they have never witnessed before, not only in real time in their own communities, but also in extremely disturbing footage on social media showing the mistreatment of captives." The ITC is working to provide therapy for people out of the range of the resilience centers in coordination with the Ministry of Health and the National Insurance Institute. "Some people don't have enough services for people. Some places don't have enough services for people suffering anxiety, so we are providing it to the best of our ability," Levanon tells Israel 21st Century. "Everyone's in survival mode. Adding to everyone's anxiety is the lack of reliable information about where terrorists still lurk within 22 border communities, how many Israelis have been kidnapped, and what happened to them, especially to children forcibly taken to Gaza. The question of proximity is very important in this situation," says Levanon. "Many, if not all, the people in the south are in survival mode as the situation continues to unfold. There could be a terrorist near the door or a rocket falling in the next few seconds." Levanon says that in most times of crisis, there are relatively few people at a severe level of psychological trauma. This time, there are many more. "In this case, personal exposure to trauma is very high," she says. "And since the people need to stay home, many services such as therapy and childcare cannot be given or must be given over the phone or Zoom. This affects both receivers and providers." The trauma is also affecting the large Arab Bedouin community in the south. The ITC reports that two Bedouin families are grieving the deaths of 6 children and an elderly grandmother in the war, preparing for the unprecedented. The Israeli Trauma Coalition, founded in 2001 at the initiative of the UJA Federation of New York, aims to provide a seamless response along the continuum between emergency preparedness, emergency, and recovery. So it goes on. I mean, you get the idea. There's just a lot of trauma, and they're trying to do the best they can. So It's hard to speak to all of this. I'm going to play something now from The Sacred Bridge, the Boston Camerata, directed by Joel Cohn. And this is Kaddish, which is a traditional prayer for those who have passed away. And so it's totally an appropriate thing to play at this time. Thank you. I'm going to try to share something with you off my phone. It hasn't worked in the past. Oops, that's what I was afraid of. Let's see.
All right. World, as long as God is living, as long as God is living, Am Israel Chai, Israel is living. Because you and I know the truth, as long as there's one God in the world. Israel is eternal, there'll always be Jews in the world, because God has chosen us to carry his torch, his light to the world. Oh!
When you saw her, I saw her, when you saw her, Okay, so that was Shlomo Carlebach singing to the soldiers, and that would have been. Yeah. Okay. So I hope it came across. I know it's still not the best. What's the word I want? Anyway, if you got a little bit of it, Shlomo singing to the soldiers. This was, I think, by the Yom Kippur War, although I'm not positive. But here we are again. So. We'll play something from last Shabbos in Golis, Shlomo Carlebach. We listened to Andre Previn, Thomas Mann, and the Hawthorne String Quartet. That was Sonata for Clarinet and Piano from 1910 by Andre Previn. And the CD is called Previn Plays Plays Previn. Before that, Boston Camerata and Joel Cohn from the Sacred Bridge, and it's called Kaddish. Okay, so.
Shimcho echad umi geyam cho Yisrael. Ato echad veshimcho 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 echad. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that ended way too soon. That was Shlomo Carlbach, Hu Elokeinu, The Last Shabbos in Golus. And there were things that I wanted to share with you, but I haven't been able to locate them. I'd seen them yesterday, and there were some things that were posted that really just were perfect. I'm just seeing so many people, friends and relatives, who have lost people. It's just absolutely horrifying. Ugh.
You are woken
community
up.
After community. So, I don't know. I'll have to see if I can find some of these things that, so many killed in battle. It's disgraceful. It's really disgraceful what's been released. I'll read you, Alison Nachman Lappin says, pour out your fury on the nations that do not know you, upon the kingdoms that do not invoke your name. They have devoured Yaakov and desolated his home, from Psalms. Pour out your wrath on them. May your blazing anger overtake them, Psalm 69. Pursue them in wrath and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to see if I can find something else. I'm scrolling through my... all right, let me find something from the Rebbe's Nigunim. And... all right. Yeah, it's a little hard to keep it all flowing smoothly when there's just so much in your head. Let's see, how about Rachmana de Aniel? We'll try that.
Thank you.
Eliyahu Sills, and featuring the vocalist, actually it's Eliyahu Sills' wife, Rachel Valfair. Just exquisite. This group was performing Fair Use back over at Temple Beth Zion in Brookline. I had the privilege to hear them and to meet them. Beautiful. We listened to the Andy Statman Quartet, Reb Nachman's Devekis Nigun, from a CD called Between Heaven and Earth, and Meir Simcha Rivkin from the Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul, Samalacha Nafshi. And Shlomo Karlbach, Hu Elokeinu, Last Shabbos in Golis, and before that we heard also from Shlomo off of my cell phone, Od Avinu Chai, which he wrote, Israel Lives. Od Avinu Chai, I'm Yisrael Chai, Our Father Lives. So I'm going to share excerpts from a letter. This is from a friend that I met through the Karlbach Shul, and she's responding. She said it's been very hard to respond to everybody, but I'll just share a little bit of this. She said, thank you very much for your words of concern and sympathy at this extremely difficult time. Indeed, the scale and nature of the massacre on Shabbat Shmini Atzeres, in many ways the culmination of all of Modei Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, is beyond comprehension and even beyond imagination. People compare the devastation to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on 7 December 1941, or the attacks by Al-Qaeda against the United States on 11 September 2001. However, even numerically, given the relative sizes of the United States and Israel, there is hardly a comparison. 2,403 died in the attack on Pearl Harbor, and the official death toll in the attacks on September 11th was set at 2,977 people. Still, the entire U.S. population in 1941 was 133.4 million, and in 2001 was 284.8 million. So the death toll from the September 11 attacks was 0.00105% of the population of the U.S., and even the death toll from Pearl Harbor was 0.0018% of the population of the U.S. Israel's entire current population is just 9,174,520. So, at least 900 dead, unfortunately a figure far from final, is 0.99981% of the population, about 5.5 times even the toll of Pearl Harbor. President Herzog noted that not since the Holocaust were so many Jews murdered in a single day. Perhaps more relevant on a personal plane is the realization that given the staggering death toll, there is no family untouched by the massacre. Any family that hasn't yet lost a loved one knows at least one family that has. The eldest son of a roommate of mine in Yeshiva from 45 years ago was among the first soldiers to respond to the massacre on Shabbat and among the first to fall in the line of duty the same day. The family's second son is listed among the wounded. Yet perhaps even more shocking than the number murdered is how they were murdered. Terrorists in some towns went home to home, torching buildings and mowing down anyone not burned alive in the flames. Whole families were literally erased from the face of the earth. Consider the plight of Tamar Kadem Simon Tov, her husband Yonatan, Johnny, their 2 6-year-old daughters, Shachar and Arbel, and their 4-year-old son, Amar. All were ruthlessly butchered by Arab terrorists in Near Oz. Indeed, we heard that some entire towns in the south were all but completely erased. Israel National News reported that Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, held a press conference in the UN on Sunday ahead of the Security Council's meeting on the surprise Hamas terror attacks against Israel. In the press conference, he presented shocking photos and distressing videos of civilians who were murdered or kidnapped from their homes, or both, by Hamas, including children and the elderly, among them Holocaust survivors. He emphasized that this is Israel's 9/11, though it was far worse, and that from now on, nothing will be the same. He said, these animal-like terrorists broke into homes, gathered entire families into rooms, and shot them point blank, as if they were stomping on insects. Grandparents and the elderly, among them Holocaust survivors who endured the Nazis, were violently dragged from their homes, this time by Hamas, and taken into Gaza. Referring to the massacre at a nature party, these savages gunned down Jewish revelers just like Nazi death squads in the 1940s. Hundreds were butchered, their bodies mutilated and defiled, and those who survived were taken to Gaza. Presenting the charter of Hamas, Erdogan also said, Hamas is a genocidal Islamic jihadist terror organization. It is no different than ISIS. It is no different than Al-Qaeda. There is no reasoning with genocidal jihadists. They do not want dialogue. They do not want conversation. They want one thing and one thing only, the annihilation of the Jewish state. Internalize this. They want to butcher me, my children, my people, and my nation. They will not stop until they murder every single one of us. Sadly, we know, as we know well, many UN members like Jews only when they are dead. Yeah. On a personal plane, our first intimation of trouble was the sound of distant booms early Shabbat morning. The first sirens warning of incoming missiles and rockets sounded in Jerusalem shortly after 8 a.m. and continued for several hours. Since there was no accessible shelter near the minyan I was attending, we used a building stairwell. Due to incessant barrages, I presided as Baal Kera over the Kriyat HaTorah, including Aliyot of Simchas Torah, on a landing in the stairwell. In other words, she performed the service herself. After a short respite, additional barrages targeted Yerushalayim again yesterday. How terrifying. Besides this, I know you appreciate Israel is just too small for there to be a clear distinction between the front line of battle and the home front. We see our boys being drafted to the reserves. In Yerushalayim, we hear fighter jets roaring overhead around the clock. With Hadassah Hospital across the valley from our neighborhood, we also hear helicopters relentlessly ferrying the wounded to the hospital's heliport. And with Hezbollah joining the fray with its arsenal of 150,000 rockets and missiles capable of reaching any spot in Israel, the situation is likely only to get worse, much worse. Anyway, we personally are Baruch Hashem as well as possible. However, one of our sons was drafted to reserve duty. All five of my wife's older sister's sons and all five of her younger sister's sons were also drafted. May they all return home safely and soon, Bezrat Hashem. Again, the eldest son of a roommate of mine, Yeshiva, from 45 years ago, was the first to fall in the line of duty. May they finally leave behind them the smoldering ruins of Hamastan and his Balistan, filled with the rotting carcasses of the terrorists. Yimach Shema, Yizicharam, Shem, Shema, may their names be obliterated. So, there's a name here, Chaim Eisen. I don't know if he wrote this or if she wrote this. Anyway, you get the idea. What's going on there is beyond, beyond, beyond. So, and pictures scrolling of, have you seen, do you know where they are? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So what can we do? We can pray, we can say Tehillim, which I'm going to share with you in a little bit. We can donate to Chaim Adam. You can donate to UJA. There are lots of reliable organizations that you can donate to. They need money for blood. They need money to replace the hospitals, things that have been destroyed. Anything you can do to help. I know that there have been some clothing drives over in Brookline. There's going to be a service tonight. Actually, let me see if I can find that in my email. It's at the Tremont Street Shul. Why isn't this working? There we go. Come on. Talking to my cell phone. Sometimes it just doesn't want to do what I want it to do. All right, email. Let's find, let's see if I can find it. Oak Tremont Street. Here we go. I think, okay, here we go. It says, crying with God, community learning in response to tragedy in Israel. from Hadar, Boston. Our hearts are broken in this terrifying moment. We stand in support of those taken hostage, all families mourning a loved one, all of Israel who have lost so much. Join Rabbi Eli Lehrman of Hadar and the Boston Jewish community in learning and prayer in memory of this weekend's victims of terror and to cry out to God on behalf of those held hostage. We will learn Torah, sing, and conclude with Maariv. All are welcome. Tonight, Wednesday, October 11th at 8 p.m., Tremont Street Shul, 8 Tremont Street, Cambridge, Mass. No registration is required. Hopefully, some of you will be able to attend. So, yep, that's what's happening. So, all right, we'll go to something here from Daniel Gill.